Welcome back to another episode of the BuyAuburn.com podcast, where we highlight Auburn-owned businesses and members at BuyAuburn.com. We got a fun one today. One of our newest additions, Mr. Cade Hoffman from Stinger Merchant Services. Cade, my man, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kyle. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. It's going to be a fun one today.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. We're going to get to talking about what Stinger Merchant Services does and how it can help you and your business. But, Cade, you got to prove that you're an Auburn business first. So I got a test that I've given everyone. The good news is, so far, everyone's passed. We haven't had a fail yet. So the first thing we do is, if you're going to call yourself an Auburn business, you kind of got to prove your Auburn connection. So what ties you to Auburn?
Okay. Yeah. So what ties me to Auburn mainly is my dad went to Auburn. He was a Pike and he graduated in the early 80s, I believe. And, you know, I was born in 1995 and I probably went to every single home game starting in 1998 all the way. And I ended up going to Auburn as well, but we went to every single home game, in Auburn on Saturdays. And we had a family RV that we would take down there and park. I don't know if you know where the lot used to be, but where the village is now, there used to be a grass parking lot.
Yeah.
And we used to park our RV in there on Friday nights and go to the, you know, tailgate and go to the games on Saturdays. So I've been, you know, diehard Auburn football fan since I was, you know, 5 years old. And that's pretty much how I'm connected to Auburn. We've been going to, like I said, going to the games, and after the village lot got moved, we moved RV over to the old Coliseum lot where the RVs are. So just a bunch of tailgating and Auburn football games growing up.
Are y'all still there at the Coliseum lot?
No, my dad, he ended up selling the RV. He's still a season ticket holder. He still goes to pretty much every single home game. I'm up in Charleston, South Carolina, so I don't go to as many home games, but I still try to get down there as much as I can. Like, I'm going to the Auburn Baylor game the first week as it's in Atlanta. But
let's go.
Yeah, my dad doesn't have the RV anymore. I mean, some great memories, but he is still a season ticket holder and donor. So love Auburn football.
Do you remember your first Auburn game?
I do. So the first game I can vividly remember, this is sad, but it's the USC game in 2003 when they beat us 23-0.
Ooh, I was there.
Yeah, that's the first game I like remember everything about, and just being in the stands and, you know, seeing Matt Leinart and Mike Williams and I don't think Reggie Bush started at the time, but he was on the team. I do remember that.
I don't remember him having much of an impact on the game, if he played at all, but I do remember, you said it was Mike Williams, right?
I think Mike Williams, yeah.
Yes, I remember him just torching us.
Yep.
And that was, golly, what a letdown that season was. There was so much hype around that game. It was a hot game too, if I remember correctly. I feel like it was like mega hot for that game.
It was, yes.
But they showed up and whooped us. We didn't score a touchdown in that season for three games.
Yeah.
Or until game three or something like that. Hopefully your Auburn – so I asked that, and then I asked, like, what your favorite Auburn memory is, like your core – like a core Auburn memory. I hope it's not that one. What's your favorite Auburn memory?
No, I have a better one. It actually comes next year, the 10-9 Auburn LSU game. I was in the stands, and I'll never forget Courtney Taylor, you know, catching that touchdown. And at the time, I was 8 or 9 years old or something like that. And I'll never forget the guy behind me. You know, everyone was jumping up and down. He spilled his drink all over me. But I, you know, at that point, I didn't really care because it was an amazing game, an amazing catch by Courtney Taylor. So
yes,
that's definitely like, you know, 8 or 9 years old, being in the stands and just be like, wow, I really love Auburn and Auburn football. This is awesome. So that's probably my core memory.
Am I right that game, that was like right after a big hurricane came through, wasn't it?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So I remember, I was just out of high school and I was waiting tables during that game. Like while I was going to college, I went to junior college to start off with, and I was waiting tables and we were like one of the only restaurants that had power. I'm pretty sure this was the LSU game. One of the only schools or one of the only restaurants that had power, and it was just like slam packed. So I'm a huge Auburn fan. I'm trying to take care of everybody, and I'm also trying to watch the game at the same time. And like, there's not just Auburn fans in there. So right. it was wild, but yeah, that's a great one. That's a great one. Do you have who's your favorite Auburn athlete?
Ronnie
Brown. It doesn't have to be football.
It's got to be Ronnie Brown. I mean, I remember going back to when I started playing football in second grade, he was, you know, playing at Auburn. And I remember telling my parents, I want the exact same helmet he has, the visor. I mean, you know, I played running back. He was my favorite athlete of all time, was Ronnie Brown. And I've actually talked to him, you know, recently and got to hang out with him and stuff like that. And he's such a great guy, but he was always just the guy that I looked up to the most, for sure. And there's plenty of guys on that 2004 team you could name, but he was definitely my favorite athlete.
Dude, he could do it all. Like it's honestly, I hate to go negative here, but it's honestly remarkable that that backfield couldn't get it done, or with that backfield, they couldn't get it done the year prior in 2003. Right. Hell, it might've been better because you had Brandon Jacobs in that lineup too. And then in 2004, obviously you did what you did. And Ronnie Brown was, I would say he was one of the more important pieces to that offense, being able to catch balls out of the backfield and do everything that he did. And I think if before their career started, if you had to say that one would be drafted higher than the other, I think everybody would have picked Cadillac. But right. I know that, you know, it wasn't that far apart. Third, and I think, what was it, fifth overall or something like that. But, you know, good stuff with Ronnie. All right, so I think you passed the test, which is pretty easy, I think, for the most part. And I like doing this, Cade, because I want people to know who they're talking to. And to me, the Auburn connection, I take it real serious. Because if people trust that they go to buyauburn.com, they're going to find Auburn people to do business with. It only takes like one mistake or like one bad egg, and it kind of, you know, messes up the whole integrity of the whole deal. But I want Auburn people doing business with other Auburn people. And I appreciate you sharing all that with us, because I think there's so many people that probably have a similar story.
Right. Yeah. No. Like you said, doing business with Auburn people is the best. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people could try to come on here and talk about some games they've been to and stuff like that, but having a deep connection to Auburn, or, you know, a family member or something like that. And just like, you know, Auburn family, as everyone says. So keeping it within the family is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we want to do. All right. It is a business spotlight. So tell us a little bit about Stinger Merchant Services, what you do, how you can help other Auburn business owners.
Okay. Yeah. So we're a credit card processing company. All that means is, you know, when a business takes credit cards, we're the one who sets it all up, the card machine, the point of sale system. If you do online payments, invoicing, anything like that, you know, we have softwares and POS systems that can help run your business efficiently. And then obviously, you know, fees come out of every card sale business runs. And our job is to make sure that you're not overpaying, because a lot of people are, and they don't even know it. But we work with basically any kind of business that takes credit cards. And what we like to usually do is get a statement of your current provider, and then we'll send you one back showing exactly how much money we can save you. And I guarantee you, we will save you money. And if we can't, we'll be honest with you, but we don't really find anybody that we can't save money. And like I said, we have a bunch of products and softwares that help, you know, just basically streamline your business, help you run it efficiently. And yeah, that's pretty much a basis of what we do.
And I can attest to this is why I appreciate you. You and I had a conversation about buyauburn.com. We had a package kind of put together our website, and you talked to us about the credit card processing piece of it, and you were straight up. You're like, here's the deal. There's probably going to be a certain threshold that you need to meet. And once we get there, like, we're going to knock this thing out of the park for you. And I like that, like, that you were upfront. You weren't just trying to, you know, push it on me. You were like, hey, I want to be able to help. And once we get to like a certain level of a website, it's going to work. And you showed me how we'd save. And I like doing business that way. And I think that's something that I think everybody appreciates too, honestly. That's why, you know, you hear us do the Precision Tune Auto ads. That's because I went and got something checked that I thought was wrong. And I was like expecting it's going to be $1,000. And they checked it and they're like, no, dude, there's actually nothing wrong. We changed this little filter. It's, you know, $50. To me, that is important. That is important. Being able to trust, being able to believe and not feel like you're just getting sold something. So, do you have like a sweet spot, or like, is it, is there a niche that you guys, you know, do like perform the best with, or is it just pretty much open to anything? Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, it doesn't have to be such a narrow focus, but like, is there like a group that you just got of a business, a business industry or vertical or anything where you just feel like you are better than anyone?
I mean, there are certain industries that I would say are, you know, like, I guess higher volume, so you can save more in that aspect. But honestly, we work with anybody that takes credit cards. I mean, like, we work with estate companies, restaurants, HVAC, landscaping, and a lot of companies run on QuickBooks or a system that they've already been used to using, right? Which is totally understandable. You don't want to change systems. And if you're running your business how you want, that's, you know, that's good. And that's exactly what you need. But we can integrate with a lot of things like QuickBooks and other softwares that companies use that allow you to not only save money, but you can keep running your business the same that you have been, so it doesn't interrupt operations. And I want to go back to what you said of, you know, just being honest. We strive on being an honest business. A lot of processors are just, you know, hey, we want you to sign up with us and they'll tell you anything. And then later down the road, you're seeing hidden fees and stuff like that, that, you know, wasn't promised when you were talking to them. So we really strive on being honest and telling you exactly what the fees are and what you're getting into before you sign up. I mean, I don't want to be the kind of guy that has bad reviews of, oh, he lied and we're paying this fee and all this kind of stuff. So like you said, we really strive and try to be honest.
And I like the fact also that I can pick up the phone and call you instead of sort of like getting in a chat queue, you know, waiting when I go. Sometimes you may take the easy road out, and, you know, just go with what's easy. And then when you actually have a problem or an issue, you have to go through, you know, jump through a million hoops to get things fixed. And that's another piece. And obviously your contact information is at buyauburn.com. It's also going to be in the show description of this particular episode. That's big to me too. Just being able to say, I feel confident that I can either pick up the phone, shoot a text, or send an email, and I'm going to get a real human and a human that gets me on the other line. And I think that's invaluable.
Right. Yeah. Everyone has my phone number and email. And if there's ever a problem, you can immediately call, text, email, whatever you need to do. And I'll fix the issue as soon as I can. There's no chat bot. You're not getting put off to someone else. You're dealing with me every single time. Point of contact.
Love it. Love it. How you feeling about the season this year?
I think we're going to be good. Obviously, you know, when we had the talent last year, just, I don't think the coaching was there, but I'm excited. I mean, I think Golish is going to be a fantastic coach. He's already shown he can do that in recruiting. And we got a lot of good transfers that came in. The defense kept Durkin, and, you know, the defense we have is obviously lights out. Just hoping the O-line can be a little bit better this year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's obviously, yeah. I think you pretty much summed up every show we've done for the past year. Are you as much? I think I may be more than most. Maybe not. Talking to just like the casual fan, I am like maybe too much of a Byron Brown believer. Like I feel like there's so much value in having a legitimate quarterback threat, like a real quarterback. It just feels like better quarterbacks win more games than not. And I'm just like a mega believer in Byron Brown. Is that kind of where you are, or how do you feel?
No, I'm a huge Byron Brown believer. I mean, when we got him, I was like, thank God. I mean, I remember watching last year, I think they were playing Boise State. It was like the opening game on a Thursday or Friday or something last year.
Yeah.
And I was just like, who in the hell is this guy? He's awesome. And then, you know, he has a great season, and come to find out that he's coming to Auburn, I was ecstatic. I think he's, you know, like you said, he's a runner and he's a dual threat. He's a runner and can throw. So I think we're gonna be pretty exciting this year. I mean, our schedule is kind of brutal, but I still think we're gonna have a good season and build on, you know, next year and build on this year. So I'm excited.
If Auburn can get through those first four games unscathed, Tennessee could be like that. Tennessee game could be like a launching point. I feel like if you could get through those first four games and then go on the road and beat Tennessee, then you get an off week and you're 5-0 with an off week taking on Georgia, playing their seventh game in a row. Man, I just feel like the sky's the limit of this team. And the thing I like about Alex Golish too, and I don't know if you feel the same way, is I don't feel like he's going in thinking, man, if I can just get to 8 wins.
No, yeah, he's the opposite.
I don't, I don't catch that vibe from him.
No, he wants to win every game. He doesn't care about going to a bowl game or, you know, having a good season to build on. He wants to win every single game, which I love.
Yeah, absolutely. Cade, my man, I really appreciate you joining us. Make sure everybody, if you have any questions, again, his contact information is can be found at buyauburn.com under Stinger Merchant Services, and also it's in the show description. Let's do some business, man. Let's get some folks connected. Auburn businesses. This is kind of Auburn businesses maybe working with Auburn businesses, which would be like epic. Like, I was just trying to put consumers with businesses, and now we may be setting businesses up together, which would be phenomenal.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Thank you all for listening. We'll be back again really soon. It's another episode of the buyauburn.com podcast. We're out of here. War Eagle.